WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Stoic Morning, your daily dose of ancient wisdom with a modern twist. Today, we're diving deep into something that's crucial for your well-being, happiness, and success, setting healthy boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, 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 with little left over for yourself? You know that feeling when you say yes to everything and end up burnt out, stressed, and resentful? Yeah, we've all been there. Setting boundaries is about taking back control, protecting your time, energy, and mental health. It's not selfish, it's essential for a fulfilling life. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Boundaries sound rigid, like some hard and fast rulebook. But trust me, it's not about being cold or shutting people out. Think of boundaries as guidelines that help you navigate relationships and situations in a way that feels authentic and protects your well-being. So, here are 5 key takeaways to remember when setting those boundaries. First off, understand your own needs. What drains you? What energizes you? What values are most important to you? Take some time for self-reflection, journal, meditate, whatever works for you. Knowing your limits is the first step in defining them. It's like figuring out your fuel gauge. You need to know when you're running low so you can refuel and recharge. Second, communicate clearly and assertively. Don't be afraid to say no to requests that don't align with your priorities or energy levels. You don't owe anyone an explanation, just a polite but firm decline. Remember, no is a complete sentence. It's okay to prioritize yourself. Third, set expectations early on. Whether it's in personal relationships, work collaborations, or online interactions, be upfront about your limits and what you're comfortable with. This prevents misunderstandings down the road and fosters respect. Think of it like setting the ground rules for a game. Everyone knows how to play and no one gets caught off guard. Fourth, enforce those boundaries consistently. This is where the rubber meets the road. If someone repeatedly pushes your limits, don't hesitate to address it directly. Remember, consistency is key. Think of it like training a puppy. Positive reinforcement works best when it's consistent and firm. Finally, be kind to yourself. Setting boundaries can be tough, especially if you're used to people-pleasing or feeling obligated to say yes all the time. Remember, you're allowed to prioritize your own well-being, and it's a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your successes, and keep learning along the way. Let me tell you a quick story about this. I used to be that guy who always said yes to everything, work projects, social events, even random favors. I thought being busy and helpful was the key to success. But eventually, I hit a wall. I was exhausted, stressed, and felt like I was drowning in commitments. That's when I realized I needed to set some boundaries. First, I started saying no to things that didn't align with my priorities. It felt awkward at first, but the relief of having more time and energy for myself was worth it. Then, I learned to communicate my needs more clearly in both personal and professional relationships. This helped me avoid burnout and build stronger, more respectful connections. Setting boundaries wasn't about becoming a hermit or shutting people out. It was about creating space for myself to thrive. It allowed me to show up as my best self in all areas of my life. And that's what it's really about, guys. Showing up authentically and living a life that feels good. So, remember, setting healthy boundaries is an act of self-love and respect. It's not selfish, it's essential for your well-being and success. Start small, be consistent, and don't be afraid to say no. You deserve to live a life that feels fulfilling and balanced. Now, go out there and set those boundaries. And hey, let me know what you think about this episode. Share your thoughts on social media or leave a review. Until next time, keep stoicing it up, guys.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.